Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. I am your host. Today is Sunday, July the 12th, and our special guest today is Cherise Fox. There is a wave of conscious awakenings sweeping our planet as people of all walks of life tune in to this higher frequency of thought, experience, and beingness. Cherise Fox is a spiritual life coach, intuitive, and certified Reiki master. She has earned a bachelor's degree in creative writing and psychology. Her mission is to bring about spiritual awareness and help people who are feeling stuck and unfulfilled in their lives to recognize and shift into their greatness. Cherise has been offering private coaching sessions since 2003 and has worked with clients all across the country. She currently resides in Austin, Texas. Her website is Cherise, S-H-E, or She Rises, S-H-E-R-I-S-E, coaching, C-O-A-C-H.com. Cherise, thank you so much for being on the show today. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm honored to be here. I want to thank you for what you do and for allowing me to be a guest.
Oh, you're most welcome. It's totally a pleasure. So when you hear the words spirit, consciousness, and holistic healing, what does that mean to you?
That's, you know what, Katina, that's a really great question. And if I were to put it in a nutshell, I would say that it's an awareness of our connectedness to the divine universe and all things. Basically recognizing and understanding that we're spiritual beings and that we're actually spiritual beings having a human experience, and also that there's a spiritual solution to all of our challenges.
Absolutely, there is. Now, when would you say that you embarked on this path?
Well, I've been on this journey. That's a great question to you. Great question. Actually, I believe that when we're born, we begin our spiritual journey. I'll just say I became aware of it or conscious of it back in 2003. And for me, it was just a matter of a string of bad relationships that pretty much brought me to a place where I was fed up. I kind of felt like I was being bullied by life. I felt like everything in my life was working against me. And so I was very angry. I was suffering with depression, extremely angry. And then one day I just had enough. I was really upset, and I'm a writer by nature. I journal a lot. And so I went into my closet, and I decided to have a powwow with my creator. And so I did that in writing. So I went into my closet, I sat down, and I just started writing. And I was saying, you know, what's wrong with me? Why is my life this way? Why is life so hard? You know, what is it going to take for things to get better? And so my letter turned out to be 10 pages long. It started out legible. I actually still have the letter to this day. It started out legible, but I just became hysterical. And by the time I finished the letter, I mean, I just got it all out. I said everything that I wanted to say because I was really angry with God. And I just had to express it, and I expressed through writing. So that's what happened. And then I just kind of like laid on the floor, just exhausted from all the energy. And then in that moment, it was like when I let it all go, I just felt this wave come over me, a wave of peace, The best way for me to describe it would be to say I felt like I was wrapped in a cocoon of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all of my pain, everything that I was feeling was lifted from me in that moment. And I felt a presence. It was a very powerful experience, and it changed my life. And it actually, that's when I can say I became conscious of my journey, because that's mm-hmm. when I just knew, okay, there's something bigger going on here. And so I got a message that day. And that day, the message was that I was the common denominator. And what I was creating these things, and that I had the power to change them. It was strictly up to me. And so I started speaking out loud to the presence, and I said, you know, okay, I feel this and I get this. I know that there's a key here. Just show me what that is, and I'll share it with whoever's willing to listen. So that was the catalyst for my journey, basically.
Wow. That is amazing. And we do all have these, we have different experiences. Like you said, we're always, we've been on our journey forever. And it's just that you come to the point where you just start awakening and you just start becoming more aware and more conscious. For me, it was back in like 2009, and I just wasn't satisfied with the spiritual organizations and churches I was visiting, and I was like, there's more. Nope, this isn't it. This isn't it. I can't count how many churches I visited. And, you know, we all have that turning point, and I was just like, you know, I just felt like I wasn't being fed. I'm like, I've so graduated from this. I know that there's more. There's no question. I feel it to my core. And then, you know, I just kept searching and searching, and then I tapped into the enlightenment that it doesn't just come from one place. I'm finding it comes from different teachers and spiritual organizations. It's not, it might not just be one that we're led to, you know. And
you know,
I
what?
Wanted to ask you. I wanted
to go ahead.
You,
I'm so excited to talk about this.
It's all good. It's all good, because as I listen to you talk, I'm like getting excited again all over myself. And this is such a fun journey, and it's so, like, I'm so grateful to be connected to people who are like-minded, who are like you, who are not, who's not like judgmental or don't think we're crazy, you know, and like, oh my God, like, where did you come from? Like, you don't believe what I believe in. And so anyway, I'm just glad that, you know, we can connect and talk about our spiritual journeys and laugh about it and share without judgment and just understand in that way. And so
well, you know,
I wanted to ask you, you know.
I'm sorry, I was just
going
like, to say.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I want to say thank you for creating this platform because
you're welcome.
I know for me, I have flown below the radar. And I know there are a lot of us out there that fly below the radar because of not feeling accepted, feeling like if you share what it is that you choose to believe now, that people won't accept that. And so you kind of keep it to yourself. And so, I mean, for me, you creating this platform has allowed me to step out in a way, in a bigger way, to share my story where I haven't been so willing to do that in the past. So I want to say thank you for that. And I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. You had a question.
Oh, it's no problem. I mean, I just thank you because this platform is designed for you to be open and just express yourself and just spread your wings far and wide. There is no judgment. There's no anything. I'm just excited to be here because I know that this is my life's purpose. And I just find joy in it. And it's just awesome. And I was just sharing that we have like different teachers and like for me, I've learned about UFOs, I've learned about positive and negative entities, and I've listened to The Secret, you know, and that helped me to, as well as Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, you know, the Dale Carnegie teachings, all that helps us to raise our awareness. And
yes,
it helps us to tap into greater knowledge. And so what happens is when you're open to that knowledge, the universe brings you more of it. So I, those steps for me was like allowing me and helping me to open myself up and to open up my mind and my thinking, because we all know when you have a closed mind, then things can't come to you. But when you're open and you're willing and you're receptive, you know, it's like all these possibilities open up to you, and all this knowledge that you tap into that's available for everyone. It's universal knowledge. And as long as we're open, it's like this whole path is just amazing. You know, and I'm learning about the law of attraction, and my current teachers are, you know, the collective consciousness of Abraham Hicks. And I'm just so grateful. And I believe that, you know, listening to Abraham has helped me so much on my journey and to tap into my greatness and my calling. So it's been really awesome. I wanted to ask you who your spiritual teachers are, like who's influenced you over the years in this knowledge?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I'm listening to you share your teachers, and we share some of the same teachers. I'm familiar with the teachings of Abraham. That's something that really has been beneficial to me on my journey. Deepak Chopra, Gary Zukav, like you mentioned, Napoleon Hill. All of those are great teachers. Now, I've had many teachers. The one that really stands out the most or has influenced me the most has actually been Sonia Choquette, and she's actually a spiritual teacher. She's an intuitive. I've actually worked with her. I've been certified her as a Sixth Sense consultant. But her work is really amazing, and her work came to me early in my journey. And it's just like you said, how there's so many different basically areas or places that you can get information from, where teachings, different teachings. And when the student is ready, the saying, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, that is so true. And it's like peeling away layers, like peeling away the layers of an onion. And every layer that you peel away, you advance, and then new teachings will come to you. They just kind of show up. And that's what's so beautiful about it. It really is. And there's something, I believe, that there's something to take away from all of the spiritual teachings that exist. It's just like if you eat a pomegranate, you know, you take away the sweet and you throw away the seed. You know, you take what you need from it. It may not be every part of that teaching resonates with you, but there's something that you can take away from it. And so I believe that the key to that is to keep in your mind open. And the more you open up, then the more it comes. And it's just a beautiful unfolding.
It is. It's totally beautiful. And then I wanted to say also, I'm so grateful for what Oprah's doing, how she's hosting the Super Soul Sundays. And she has all these great teachers, and I believe that they're all here. You know, they're all here to assist us. There isn't just one teacher. And even in the biblical days, you know, there wasn't just one teacher. It was Jesus, it was Buddha, it was Krishna. It was so many other great ones of the East that we haven't heard of in the West. Some people haven't heard of. But if you travel, if you because I lived out in California for a time, and I just, it's a melting pot. So there's so many different, it's so diverse. You meet people of all walks of life. And I've met Hindu, I've met Buddhists, I've met monks. I mean, there's all types of people, and they all are, everybody's here to teach us. And some people think that Jesus was the only avatar or only teacher here for us. But there were many of them.
Yes.
There were many
and
of
there
them.
Are many today.
And,
right, and there are many today.
Many today.
And Yes.
There's many today, and they're still incarnating. You know, the children are coming in. They're more advanced, and it's like they have a computer in their brain already. It's like they have all this knowledge and all this information, because they're source energy. Source energy works through all of us, and we just need to come to that realization that we are on the journey. We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes.
And so enough about me and my view on things. But I wanted to take a moment and ask you about your experience in Sedona when you went to Sedona, Arizona.
That is one of my favorite places to go, and it's actually a place that I visit every few years. It's where I go when I need to recharge my batteries, when I feel like I have reached a glass ceiling and I'm ready to go to the next level and I'm not sure. It's like when I need to clear my vibration. It's the best place for me, and I actually recommend it for anyone that is aware of their spiritual journey. If you haven't gone, it's really a great place to go, because it's filled with these energy vortexes. And you can definitely feel the vibration, the difference in the vibration in that city when you actually enter into the city. So it's surrounded by the beautiful red rocks. It has stunning views. And if I use one word to describe it, I would say majestic. It's also kind of mystical. But it's just a place that it's really hard to describe. It's really about the experience. And everybody experiences it a little bit differently. It just depends on how sensitive you are to energy. For me, each time I go, I experience it differently at a higher vibration each time I go, because when I go and I leave, my vibration lifts. So it's a great place. Yes, it is. And just the energy and the beauty, you don't have to do anything particular. Like, there's a lot of tours, there's a lot of spiritual stuff, a lot of unique shops and things to do. It's a really great place to unwind. A lot of spas there. But if you just want to go and just sit and just be, and that's usually what I do when I go, I just want to allow myself to just absorb the vibration of the land. It's like you can just feel, you can almost feel the ancestors when you're there. You can feel your connection to the universe when you're there. It's just a magnificent place to go. And it's not a far drive from Phoenix. I usually fly into Phoenix and then I drive. It's north of Phoenix. And so it's just a matter of taking it all in and allowing yourself to feel the vibration. And again, if you're really sensitive, it'll be easier for you to feel the vibration. But everyone has a different experience. For me, it's been life transforming every time I go and I return. The feeling usually stays with me anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, and I'm usually more productive. I'm more creative. And I usually end up taking my life to a higher level. And that's just from being in that space.
Yeah. So it's like a place you go for a spiritual retreat and recharge.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's like if you're carrying heaviness and you just don't know how to let go, it's really a great place that transforms negative energy, heaviness. It will just transform that into something really positive. It raises your vibration. And that's the thing. When we feel heavy, when we feel sadness, when we feel despair, depression, all of that, there's a heaviness to that energy, that vibration. And you can actually hug a tree and release it. That's what nature is here for us. You know, if you can't get to Sedona, just walk outside your door. I mean, we have the universe is our playground. We have everything we need right at our fingertips right now to help us on this journey. And so Mother Nature is just a wonderful way to transform your energy, just being in nature in general.
I totally agree with you. Because each and every day, especially I'm in Michigan, especially now that it's summer, every opportunity I get, I go outside. I go outside, I go for a walk. Most of my working out during the summer is outdoors. So I do some hiking, I go some jogging, some walking, some bike riding. And I'm glad you mentioned hugging the tree because it's so very true. I'm a tree hugger.
And then, you know, people see you and they think you're crazy. What are you doing with that tree?
Right. And it's like, I don't even care. I'm in my own little world.
Right.
And you're so true. The energy is just, you just release it when you're out in nature. And, you know, nature has a consciousness too. Everything's alive. The trees, the grass, the flowers, the bushes, everything's alive. Everything's vibrational. And they are conscious, and they don't deal with the negativity that we do. And they're always connected to source energy. They're always there. And so you can just go to that place. And God is in nature. So that's one way to connect with spirit is to be in nature. So that is so...
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Absolutely. Yeah, so I hear so much information about Sedona, so many great things and so many great experiences that people have had, and how there's different portals there, and how there's some UFO activity there, and people seeing different things, phenomenon and such, and I guess one could just go, if they wanted to explore Sedona, they could go on YouTube and, you know, explore that way or Google some information. Is there any particular site that you would recommend or any special place to visit? Or
for me, or, I always...
Or an area.
Yes, I always, whenever I go, Cathedral Rock is that's the energy that I love most when I go there. And it got its name because it kind of reminds you of a cathedral, the way the rock forms. And so the energy coming from that place is like my favorite spot to be in Sedona. And you don't have to be very close to it. It's just a matter of being near it. And there's a lot of information. It's pretty much a tourist city. So whenever you go, there's a lot of information available to you to help you get to these certain spots. And they explain the different types of energy that you'll experience in the different areas. But for me, Cathedral Rock is definitely a place that I would recommend.
That's awesome. I so look forward to going to Sedona. Definitely do.
Yes. And you know what? You should create a trip, design a trip, maybe do a spiritual journey for like-minded individuals that want to go.
Absolutely. We were talking about that. I think we should get on it.
Yes. I think so, too. I think that would be great because it's wonderful to experience it alone. I've gone alone. I've gone with friends before, so it's you can experience it either way, but it's great to go if you have someone with you, because again, everybody's experience is different. The last time that I went, I was with a friend and I was explaining it to her, the difference in the vibration, which is kind of hard to do, and we were driving, and then all of a sudden we just felt the wave come over us at the same time. We were laughing and talking and listening to the radio, and then this wave came over us, and we looked at each other in the same moment, and we're like, did you feel that? Yes. So you can.
And you're
both really.
And you're both inside the vortex, which makes a big, huge difference. And being in the vortex is just being in a higher vibration, being open and receptive.
Exactly. Yes, and you know what? You bring up a good point, being open and receptive, because really, if you want to fully experience Sedona, the energy, the vibration there, you really do have to be open and receptive to it, whatever it may bring, because it's, again, it's different for everyone. And what I feel may be different than what you feel. Some people see colors. You know, some people have vision. So there's so many different ways you can experience it, but it's definitely worth the trip, I would say, for anyone that's aware of their spiritual journey. Most definitely.
Absolutely. Totally, totally. So you've shared some fantastic stories and information on your path. Is there anything else you wanted to share about your spiritual journey, or any advice you wanted to give someone who's just tapping into theirs?
Oh, you know what? That's really good. I do have advice for, I call them new journeyers. My advice is just pay attention, because when you start your, when you become aware of your journey, pay attention to what you're attracted to, and to people and events and what you hear on the radio, signs that you read. There's so much information that will start to present itself. It just shows up, and it's when it shows up, be open to it. Take a look at it, and don't be afraid to take a look at different things. And if there's something that doesn't resonate, it's okay to let it go and move on to the next thing. I found that on my journey, there are things that I was really attracted to in the beginning that I'm no longer attracted to now, but it doesn't mean that it no longer has value. I mean, there's going to be value in everything that comes into your experience, whether it be positive or negative. You know, we have experiences to teach us, to help us to grow. And so even if it's what you may consider a negative or bad experience, it's really for your benefit, and the key is to really digging in and seeing, okay, what do I need to learn from this? And I approach everything as an experiment. I try to take a childlike approach to everything and just say, okay, you know what? What is this? Curiosity like a child. When you are curious about things, and you open yourself up, and you just allow yourself to learn. And, you know, being on the spiritual journey, part of it is allowing yourself to be vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to make mistakes. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. And here's the big thing, the big takeaway, I would say, is that you never get it done.
Right.
So just because you're on a spiritual journey doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to reach a place where you're completely enlightened and your life is perfect and nothing's ever going to go wrong. No, that's not going to happen. We will always have challenges, and we're always growing and learning. So it's really about learning how to navigate differently. And from a higher place, from a higher consciousness, navigating through life. It's not about trying to reach an end. It really is about the journey itself, not the destination.
I totally agree, because we never get it done. And we're always expanding, for sure.
Yes.
So, Sharice, thank you for being on the show today. We're going to have you back in a few weeks, and just want to advise the listeners to stay tuned, and we're going to be sharing information on Facebook. Can you share how you can be reached, and if someone wants to use your spiritual coaching services?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say thank you again so much, Katina, for for sharing your platform with me, for inviting me here. It really is a blessing, and I really appreciate that. And if there's anyone that would like to reach out to me, thank you so much. I can be reached at, you can send me an email at theshifter at SheRiseCoaching.com. You can visit my website, SheRiseCoaching.com. That's SHERISECoaching.com. Or you can give me a call at 512-501-2426, and I'd be happy to talk with you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. You can download all of our archived shows at blogtalkradio.com/Katina, KATINA, Love, LOVE. Thank you for listening. Namaste.